On the line, I've got Julie Darby and Vicky Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you guys are known as the Wayward Divas. You're going to be in Raglan on Sunday. And I know you guys are on tour. Where are you at the moment?
We're in Auckland at the minute. Bit of a shock to the system, coming from very quiet places that we both do, and then hitting full-on traffic when we arrived yesterday. So we were a bit bewildered, but we made it.
You'll be all right when you get to Raglan. It'll be fine. I can promise not too much traffic.
Oh, good, good.
Yes, it's very nice here. Hey, you're going to be at the old school. I think it's at 4:30. Is it like a late afternoon session?
It is. Yeah, we're older now. We like to be in bed by 7:30. Well, okay. It's a cup of cocoa.
It's not so much that. It's just that the matron at Julie's rest home wants her home at a sensible time.
What can you describe the show? What are people going to see and hear?
Okay, so we're both songwriters. So it's a mix of both of our songs that we've written. They can be about love, places, animals, things that have moved us. We also include other well-known songs by different writers. We include a few songs to make you laugh, a few songs to make you cry, and we hopefully end with something to make you feel happy.
And do you interact with the audience much?
No, we just ignore them. We carry on regardless. We lock the doors. We have a motto that it's free to get in, but they have to pay to get out. So they've got to cheer and clap loudly if they're going to be allowed out. That's the way we work these days.
I see. Right, you're not messing around.
You get the idea?
Yeah, no, I get the idea. I think people are going to have a lot of fun.
Should tell you, we both play guitars, acoustic guitars, and sing along.
Okay, and is it just you guys? There's no support act or anything like that?
Just the two of us. We don't want any competition from anybody else.
Okay. And I've already asked audience participation. You ruled that right out. What's your guys' background? And actually, how did you start working together? I'm interested in that.
Oh, it's a lovely story. Both of us were professional musicians in the UK, and we have very, very successful individual careers. And donkeys years ago, when Jilly had a baby boy, she wasn't quite well enough to go on the road. So I got asked to deputise for her, and never knew who this lady was. You know, all I knew from everybody around me that she was fantastic. And that was a hard act to follow. And then about 4 years after that, we bumped into each other, and I said, oh, I'm the lady who depped for you when you had Flynn, your son. And then Jilly disappeared off the UK scene, and I kept trying to find her, and somebody said, oh, she moved to New Zealand about, 6 years ago, which was a lovely coincidence because at that time I was planning to move out to New Zealand. So as soon as I got here, I tracked her down, discovered that Jilly was on the South Island, I was on the North Island, and I put it to her that despite the geographical difference, we should get together because, I've always admired Jilly's voice and I knew I would love to work with her. And so Jilly agreed. And we got together, and we've been working together for about 5 years now.
Okay, and were you still singing when you came to New Zealand?
Yes. We both continued our careers here, but of course you're dealing with a small population.
Oh, I know. That was going to be my question. That was going to be my question because everyone struggles to make a living from it here.
So we're not touring.
You can't really make a living here without touring.
No,
to be honest,
Touring abroad.
Yeah, I think you have to go. I mean, we do Australia. We've done Australia. And, of course, Vicky and I picked to do Australia just as the pandemic
did.
So we were trapped in Melbourne, story of our lives in wrong place at the wrong time. But we survived and got home. And now it's all sort of becoming a bit more normal, isn't it? And it's great to be able to go out and just get on the road a bit.
Yeah. And after the tour, do you have plans to develop what you do or another tour? Or
we're always developing what we do, albeit by email or messenger, video calls kind of thing. We've got the hang of this now. We love doing it. Audiences seem to love us. And so, yes, whilst we still can, as it were, we will keep gigging.
We've got another tour in July, actually, but we'll do that on the South Island. These days, it used to be okay to do North and South, because as a musician, you got the ferry for free if you played on certain of the boats.
Oh, is that right?
But that option hasn't been open with COVID. So it makes it actually really too expensive to include both islands in one tour, to be honest.
Because of the cost of flying, we have to take with us our guitars, instruments. I mean, Julie's makeup bag is the size of a suitcase.
So you can imagine. Drugs bag is the size of a
That, and that's a sign of how precarious it is making a living as a musician in New Zealand, that the plane ticket is...
Absolutely. It's not easy for anybody, whichever genre of music you're in. You know, you have to be prepared that you are going to have to go out the country and tour elsewhere.
Yeah.
But if it's what you do and it's what you love, you don't even think about it. You know, you just do it.
So you, one of you, or maybe both of you, mentioned the careers you had back in the UK. What were you doing back then?
Well, I was in a duo for many years, and oh God, yeah, how far back do you want to go? But we, you know, I suppose our highlight thing was a support tour with Van Morrison, and we had a TV show that we'd done. We were called Nothing by Chance. There was just two of us. We did supports with people like Jasper Carrot. And then, you know, a big agency took us on and got us a TV show. But and a CD, we had a record out, a single, and doing very well. And then things came crashing down for one reason or another. And I decided I'd kind of had enough of it the way it was. I wanted to just... regather myself and rethink what I did and why.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a family and all that sort of thing by then. And certainly when you've got your own kids, for a woman, you don't have that killer instinct to go out and keep touring when you've got kids. You know, it's too hard. And that's kind of like that for me at the minute, because my partner and I are raising his granddaughter. She's 11. So even though I'm away at the minute, I'm constantly on the phone trying to organise someone to pick her up for hockey and someone to feed the animals, and a bit the same for Vicky, I think.
Well, I've got a pussycat that means the whole world to me. No, actually, my life is a lot simpler than Julie's. I can, where I live is much easier. I live on the Kapiti Coast, and there's lots of other musicians around there, so I can keep my musical activities up. And I just have—I live about 10 yards from my grandchildren, and so I can see them every day. My life is very sweet, really.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. And what were you doing back in the UK?
I was a professional musician. I had my own band, the Vicky Clayton Band. But my biggest claim to fame, really, is that Fairport Convention, the one and only folk rock band, brilliant band, but they lost their lead singer, Sandy Denny. And because I sound very much like her, I got the call to go and sing with them. And I did that for about 17 years whilst doing other things at the same time. So I've always been a musician from the age of 13 onwards, and with a bit of luck, I can keep doing it until I pop my clogs.
Fair enough. I've just, while you guys were describing what you used to do, I've just done a quick search on YouTube, and I have found a Will Not Shelter / Nothing by Chance video.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like that was shot on TV in about the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, it was a live. They used to have a really good magazine program, like at about 1 o'clock during the day. There would be a huge amount of viewers, you know, millions of people would watch it. Mm. So it just came on after the news, you know, local, like 7 Sharp, I suppose, just in-depth news and sort of magazine things, and always live music. So Keith and I did it a few times.
It's just occurred to me, it's going to sound to your listeners like we're a couple of old house beans, but actually what we're doing is really very current. I mean, because we are the age we are, we've got a backlog of history. But honestly, I don't want anyone to think that we're two really old years going out and, you know, clinging to the past. That's not the case at all. We are, you know, we are very much of the moment. We're in touch with the world still.
Which world? We're not sure.
So I was going to ask if I could play one of these things that I found, but maybe we won't do that because that's the old stuff.
You do what you do.
Because I did find also Vicky Clayton Band at Wayfest. Is that you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
2010?
Yeah, we were doing a sound check. You found that. Well done, darling. Yeah.
But it might not be connected, and it won't be connected into the mixing desk then. It's probably just a camera.
I don't know what else to suggest, darling. We're all over the place. People send us, you know, clips that they recorded years ago, and you think, my God, you know, please don't.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
We pop up all over the place. I'm on an advert singing an old English folk song, a very sad old English folk song. Our travel company picked up on it, and there I am promoting, seemingly, a barley-like canoe with young men in sarongs and the sunsets. It's bizarre where your music pops up.
So I'm just looking down the list here now. We've got Vicky Clayton, Avalon Moon. Is that you?
Yes, that's, yep.
Right. Is Your Love in Vain?
Yes.
With Martin Barre? Bear, how do you say that?
Martin Barre. He's a friend of mine. He's the guitarist in Jethro Tull.
Okay. Shall we play that?
Oh, that's, yes, please. That's a bit of an anthem song. Yes, that would be very kind of you if you would do that, and hopefully your listeners can hear the words clearly, because they're taken from a poem and used in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory film. We are the movers and shakers. We are the speakers of men. The lyrics are lovely.
Well, look, it's been really good talking to you guys, and if you're happy for me to play that, I'll play it. Is it very representative of what people might hear, aside from...
There's a good chance of it. We usually judge our audience and see what we think they might like, but if they've heard that, they will have an idea of how we sound. And we're looking forward to Raglan so much. I visited before, had a great time, and met some lovely people, so I'm hoping we see them all again. Gilly has friends there too.
Yep. Yeah, oh, brilliant, so, brilliant.
And Aaron, thank you for giving us this time to explain what we do.
That's all right. It's been fun chatting to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that was Gilly and Vicky, and we're going to play of the Wayward Divas, and I should say that they're going to be 4:30 at the Old School on Sunday, and doors open 4 o'clock, and... I'm not sure if it's up there, but you'll find out when you get there whether it's in downstairs or upstairs. This is Movers and Shakers, Vicky Clayton with Martin Bear, and you'll hear Vicky's voice and get an idea of what she's like.